Now, what do you like to do for exercise? Are you a jogger, a walker? Maybe you like to shake a few maracas every now and then and shake your booty as well. Some people have said that our next guest online and the organization that she's with helps keep them sane and fit, a movement free of restriction and judgment. That's right. We're talking about No Lights, No Lycra here in Sydney. And this morning we're speaking to organizer Ash Ma on the phone to discuss the movement and the impact on the Sydney community. Ash, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, for those of us out there who don't know, give us a quick overview. What is No Lights, No Lycra?
Okay, so I guess in its simplest form, No Lights, No Lycra is a dance session that's held in complete darkness. So the idea is that you come in and it's a dark room, the lights are off, and the playlist runs for 1 hour, and you simply just come in and dance freely. So there's no instructor. We don't teach any dance moves. There's no steps to learn. You just come in and have a boogie in the dark. And the whole idea, I guess, is that with the lights off, you don't have to worry about what you look like. No one's judging you about whether you can or can't dance or what moves you're pulling out on the dance floor. You're just kind of free to be yourself.
I love this. This is perfect for me because on the dance floor, I feel like I look like a flailing trout. So something like this is definitely
I feel like it's a common thing. I feel like everyone has a little bit of a bit concerned about how they dance, which is why when the lights are off, yeah, it is good because you don't have to worry.
And is that why this whole movement started, kind of removing that self-conscious vibe from exercise, from dancing?
Yeah, it did. So Heidi and Alice, who started No Lights, No Lycra in Melbourne, that's where it was born, they were studying dance full-time and I guess they were kind of sick of the element of dancing that is always having to perform and be on and be watched, and they were just craving a space where they could be free from that. So they got together with their friends, and it was kind of this really organic, they said, okay, we're going to do this thing, we're going to turn the lights off, and got a few friends, and that's where it's going from there.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
What's the vibe like at these events? Are people quite willing to just jump in wholeheartedly?
Yeah, I think if someone new arrives at one of our nights, they're always a little bit like unsure when they're walking in, like how dark is it going to be? Like where do you do this? Where do you do that? But I think that's quickly relieved once they get in the room and they kind of, you know, have a couple of songs dancing. And then I guess the vibe of the actual night is you would almost think that you're at like a festival or something on Saturday night because people are cheering and clapping, and it really is probably one of the most, I just find it really electric in that room.
That's so
and
fun.
People are singing along, and it's weird because the lights are off, so no one knows you're there, and it is very anonymous in that sense, and that's the power of it, that you can come in and be whoever you want to be in that room. But there is a really strong sense of community because you can hear everyone clapping and you feel like you're dancing with a group as well as being on your own and being kind of pretty solo.
This is fantastic.
Powerful.
What a beautiful community to build as well. I think that kind of just be free, be yourself, get moving, get active, but without judgment. I think that that's such a beautiful space to have created in a world where judgment is so freely given, I feel.
Especially
with the advent of like social media and Twitter and Instagram, and everyone thinks that they have their 2 cents behind a keyboard. So I think it's beautiful. What impact are you seeing No Lights, No Lights have on the Sydney community, even on just the people who are coming in into classes, into events?
I guess it's kind of what you speak to. I mean, we, myself and Jody, who also runs No Lights Sydney, we're privileged in the fact that twice a week, every week, we see people walk out of that room so happy and so vibrant. And a lot of people say to us as they come in through the door, like, this is one of my favourite parts of the week because I can let go. And I guess No Lights is about exercise, but I also think it is a form of stress relief, and it's an emotional release of people in there. So if you've had a really rough day, you can, you know, I've definitely left some tears on that dance floor, a bit of anger on that dance floor, and I think other people experience that too. And it is a really it's a great group of people who come, and there's afterwards people kind of standing and chatting around. So I guess it gives people a space to let go and to be free. And like you said, like, we are constantly on. We're always, you know, on, and we're always kind of in a place where we are seen and we're doing and we're capturing everything, where this hour is where people can switch off from that. and cannot worry about what they look like.
Fantastic.
Which is really important. And to have some fun and also just to let some stress out and let their hair down a little bit.
Yeah, get your feet moving, get your booty shaking.
It yeah.
makes the world a difference to a bad day.
Absolutely.
Ash,
yeah.
I've got to ask, because this is something I'm quite curious about, how strict is the no lycra policy? Because
yes.
I feel like I could get boogieing in some active wear times.
Look, it's a common question, and I guess the name, it acts as a metaphor rather than a policy. So the idea is that no lycra means, you know, it's not a dance class. You don't have to wear a leotard or, you know, have your jazz shoes on or anything like that. You can come wearing whatever you want.
Wonderful.
That also includes lycra. Lycra is probably one of the most comfortable things to dance in. So, yes, it's fine. Lycra is completely fine.
Fantastic. I was thinking, oh, goodness gracious me, that's the only thing
No, it's a common question. Don't worry. We don't stand out the front saying, right, you're in lycra, you've got to leave.
Out you go. Change your pants and you can come back.
No.
We're going to have to wrap it up in a second, Ash, but before I let you go, how can people find the nearest No Lights, No Lycra event?
So they can jump onto the website and also jump onto our Facebook page, which is No Lights, No Lycra Sydney. And, yeah, that's probably the easiest way.
Absolutely incredible. Ash, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. Hopefully we'll see you on the dance floor soon. Well, we won't see you, but, you know.
So you'll see me at the door on my way to the dance floor.
Exactly, that's right.
Thanks, Ash. That was Ash Ma there, the organiser, or one of the organisers of No Lights, No Lycra Sydney. If you're looking for an escape or a place to dance like nobody's watching, then find your nearest No Lights, No Lycra event. We'll pop the website on the podcast at the end of the show, 2scr.com/weekendbreakfast.